This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts Podcast. I'm Helene Busby from Holyoke, and this is my story, Talking Trees. This story was part of the theme Valley Lore, and I felt it was a story that worked on a couple of levels. First, of course, it includes a fantastical tale of the search for cookie-baking elves in the forest, but also the events in the story take place in the spring semester of 1999, so it's quite a while ago. And over the years, the story of this wild class project presentation has been one I've told multiple times. I am still in touch with some students who are in the class, and I've asked them over the years to verify that this really did happen in Facebook posts or in phone calls when someone I'm telling the story to questions whether it actually happened. So I kind of feel like the story itself has become part of the lore of my time as a Hampshire College student. It's meaningful to me because I think it encapsulates what it's like to go to a school like Hampshire that promotes free thinking and experimental education. My classmates were wildly creative and interested in pushing the envelope of what school should be, but it was also balanced by these fantastic professors who genuinely wanted to instill a love of learning and a dedication to critical thinking in their students. It's a great combination, and I don't think I quite appreciated it enough when I was 18.
So this is the most Hampshire College story ever told. And I know that's a bold statement, and I'm kind of throwing down the gauntlet, but to me, this really just encapsulates like the zeitgeist of the littlest five college. So for those who don't know, Hampshire College was started in 1970 as an alternative to traditional liberal arts education. And I could go on about the specific approach to learning and the notable alumni, but I think probably most people in the Valley know it best as a school with no grades and no tests. So jumping in, I just kind of picture it. It's the late 1990s. And I'm sitting in my science class called Seeing the Forest and the Trees. It's very punny. And we're sitting around to discuss our paper topics for the end of the semester paper. The student I don't know, he raises his hand and he says, "Well, when I was a child, I used to watch these McDonald's commercials on TV, and they had these talking trees. And they would interact with Ronald McDonald, the other characters. And so what I want to do for my project is I want to locate the talking trees from the McDonald's commercials. Where are they? Where are they located? Who's taking care of them? I mean, like, were they just exploited and forgotten? I got to get to the bottom of this. The trees deserve justice." And the whole class is just really sort of silent for a moment, and then we're just like erupted in laughter, just booming laughter all over. And the professor is so sweet. He's a gray beard and just like very serene. And he'd been at the college a while. So, I think he had met his kind of share of quirky students. And the professor says, "That's so interesting. It sounds like you really are concerned about the exploitation of natural resources and of corporations like extracting lumber for profit. So maybe you want to do your paper on that topic." And the student says, No, I want to find the talking trees McDonald's commercial. I mean, they have their own individual personalities, their own individual spirits. I want to find them." And the professor is just like really undeterred and so calm. And he says, "It's so interesting. Throughout human history, people have really imbued forests with a sense of the spiritual and mystical. And you see it in folklore and you see it in mythology all over the world. So maybe you want to do your paper about spirituality and trees and forests." "You are not getting it." So the student's just like getting more amped up. "I want to find the talking trees and McDonald's commercials that I saw when I was a child. they're not mythical, they're real. Are you trying to say that, you know, seeing things on TV aren't real? So then he says, and also, what about the Keebler elves and the cookie tree factories? I mean, those working conditions, like how safe could it be to work in a cookie factory carved out of a tree? And that's how this went on. The rest of the class, the professor was trying to wring out a paper topic from this student, and the student was just batting them away because they did not involve actually locating a bunch of talking fictional trees. However, you know, I didn't know the student, and I didn't ask, like, what was going on, because we were all basically dying in the class, I mean, like, tears rolling down our eyes. And he was so committed, but I'm kind of glad I didn't ask, because it's kind of nice to have like that unknown. Maybe it was performance art. Maybe it was like a comedy bit, or maybe the student had no idea what he wanted to present for his science topic and just was gonna go with whatever came out of his mouth. Who's to know? However, I also really, really appreciated the professor, because he was so committed to just connecting with the student and really just so genuine. He absolutely loved trees and was passionate about them, and he really wanted to connect that and engage that student in learning, even in, you know, what was like an absolute, like the rest of the class going out of control and laughing. And so I just, both were so admirable to me. And, you know, every now and again, I just feel like it's really great to just have these opportunities where, you know, the expected is just totally subverted. And you're just like, oh, I've tipped into a world that's more surreal or whimsical, and where you can question reality a little bit. And who knows what's real? I mean, one day you might be hiking in the woods and come across a bunch of talking trees.
That was Helene Busby telling us her tale, Talking Trees. I'm Katie Wright. I produce the Valley Voices podcasts for NEPM. Along with the Academy of Music, NEPM hosts story slams throughout the year. Want to stay in touch? Join the Valley Storytelling Community Facebook page. That's where you can watch all of our stories on YouTube and find information on other area storytelling events and our next Valley Voices Story Slam season. See you next week for the next episode of NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast series.